Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 716, up 11. March is 717 and a quarter, up 10. Soft December wheat is 669 and a quarter, up 11. March, 679 and a quarter, up 10 and three quarters. December corn, 451 and three quarters, up 3. July, 479 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. November soybeans, 1309 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. July, 1265 and a half, down 6. October soybean meal, 414, down 10. October soybean oil, 4172, down 12. October live cattle, 127.77 and a half, up 45. September feeders, 158.15, up 20. And October lean hogs are 93.52 and a half, and they're up 102 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get to a discussion on grains and oil seeds, I want to spend a little bit of time with lean hogs, which have just gone through the roof to the upside in recent trading sessions. What are the futures suggesting?
Well, number one, we're looking at the biggest position we've ever seen fund investors have in the hog market. And so, you know, that is driving the market. In other words, they're buying. We have to remember that last month's market went off at 101, and, you know, we're at 93.55 right now in October. So I would guess that the thought is that there's no reason why we couldn't go back there. When you look at cash being at 98 and a quarter, I mean, that's $5 higher than where the market is at this point in time. So we're still continuing to see nothing but short covering, you know, so as short covering pushes us into higher technicals, I think we'll see that. But, you know, cash has been supporting it. So they're on fire. There's absolutely no question about it.
So the question I have for you is, with the sale yesterday of Smithfield to China, are traders thinking that a lot of these hogs are not going to stay in the United States, and we're going to need better futures prices down the road to entice people, to producers, to grow more hogs for sale in the U.S. and maybe even from, you know, farmers and folk that hadn't been in hogs in years?
Well, I would think that logically that should be a part of the mentality that goes on. I think also one of the things that we're seeing at the moment is that that extreme heat that we had definitely had an impact on hogs, and so we're not seeing the weights that we had been seeing before, and you know, that's backing it up. But the sale of Smithfield, certainly brings up a lot of questions as to whether or not they're going to get larger. You know, are they going to go out and try and encourage more people to raise hogs to sell to Smithfield, and will they ultimately just end up going over to China? I think you have valid questions all the way around. Traders are, you know, they grab onto something. The sale certainly helped spur things along. Now we'll see once if this thing can actually push us a whole lot higher. We did put in new contract highs in October and December and February this morning, you know, so right down the line. But until I actually see open interest going up with the market going up, that'll be the time that says they really believe that we need to push it a lot higher to be able to encourage all those things. I think they'll give it time to see once what really happens.
Let's turn our attention then to grains, where it has been spreading primarily that traders have been doing. They've been buying wheat and selling corn, but now it looks like wheat has its own fundamental tail to tail.
Well, it does. I mean, we have freezing weather down in Argentina. We've got China out there shopping, although they're really not shopping at the U.S. store right at the moment. And Brazil is looking to buy U.S. wheat, mostly because Argentina stopped selling to them. And so it definitely has some strong fundamental underlying push going on in that market, and that certainly helps corn. There's no question about it. It is a supporter of corn, and you can see when you look at corn, Dees has just been consolidating above the lows that we put in August and trying to figure out where it wants to go. Next driver, of course, will be the grain stocks report on Monday.
Don't think the grain stocks report will have much to say for corn. Isn't that pretty much priced into the marketplace?
Well, I think it is. The only thing that'll happen is whether or not the ending stocks actually get adjusted from the guesses that WASDE made earlier in the month. And so if for some reason grain stocks would come in significantly higher than what WASDE guessed, then I would say that we're probably going to see a pullback in the marketplace. If they come in about the same, yes, it's all priced in. There's no question about that. And traditionally, it really isn't it normally isn't a wild report anyway. It's more of a confirmation report. In other words, it's confirming what was said at the on the USDA supply and demand at the very beginning of the month. And so,
on the other hand, I'm very interested to see the small grain summary and see what USDA comes up for final numbers on wheat.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that's the one thing that everybody will be looking at to try and figure out what happened there. You know, we saw some pretty tremendous wheat harvest numbers this year, so it'll be interesting to see if they actually do make any changes or not.
Let's then talk a little bit about next month, and we do have WASDE and crop production coming out. Do you think that given the rate of exports of soybeans that WASDE will make an adjustment upward in October?
Well, I tell you, I think, Dave, they're caught between a rock and a hard place because they need to make an adjustment upward. I absolutely believe that to be the truth. I think they're probably on one side hoping that we actually have more acres than what they thought were planted so that it would be easier for them to do that. But we won't know that until that report actually shows up. The reality is, you know, in August they actually dialed them down, which was a shock to everybody, and they left them alone this last month. I just think that they're going to have to bring them back because we've had such active export numbers, and it doesn't look like they're letting up at all.
The other interesting feature, and this is one that will never show on the reports, is true carry-in for the new crop year, and we will see what USDA comes up with in the quarterly grain stock report. But whatever that number is, I don't think anybody who follows that will believe it.
Well, I'm certain they won't. I mean, you know, and it is a really tough call because up until just a few years ago, the USDA never asked if any new corn was being used in place of old crop. They do now ask that, but they don't publish it to us, but they do know it. The other side of it is, in years when you have light test weight crops, and we've had plenty of that, and last year wasn't a whole lot different than that, and I don't think this year is going to be a great deal different either. We're going to have spots that have light test weights. It's difficult from the farm perspective when you're reporting. You know, you look at a 50,000 bushel bin, and you write down a 50,000 bushels. That's not exaggerating. It's just reality.
And well, but the bigger issue is probably on the soybean side, where you can make a case that there's only 4 million bushels of soybeans left in the U.S.
Oh, I think you can make a case that we could end up with a negative
or negative number, right?
Yeah, you could make a case for that. The reality is, I don't believe you will ever see that reported to us, and for good reason. We need to be a reliable exporter. You know that China is very sensitive. Look what they've done. They pulled out of Brazil because Brazil was late on delivering to them. If we suddenly show up and we have a negative grain stocks, what's it going to do to us?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, you know, from that perspective, I have a real issue with them, let's say, keeping it at 125,
okay,
even though realistically we know that that's probably not where it is. There's enough, what do you want to call it, swish in... In the marketplace from the standpoint of how much is actually out on the farm.
Got it wrong.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Have a good one. Yeah. See ya.
Thank you. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.